What's up, everybody? Today, we're giving you some love and hip-hop drama and more on Black Hollywood Lives this week.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live this week.
Be blessed, everyone. Have a great day.
Will you drop that demon seed, bitch?
Oh, I will. Maybe I'll show you how to be a good mother, too.
Welcome to Black Hollywood Lives this week. I'm your host, Dario Kristen. Joining me today is Courtney Stewart.
What's up, y'all?
And y'all just saw from that clip, it's a lot going on Love & Hip Hop. We got
goodness.
One of the stars in the house with us today. Mr. Ray is here with us.
I had to sip this vodka.
I was like, listen, I wish I had some vodka because I'll be sipping it too.
Lord, Moniz done run back to big folks up.
I had a flashback reliving that moment.
I'm like, there's chairs, all kind of stuff going on.
And you know, with Love & Hip Hop, with this, you know, this is my second season, I'm back. I'm thinking whenever I'm in the scene or Moniz is in the scene, there should always be security. Because Moniz actually connects.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And then when I saw Princess on stage, I'm just like, oh my God, and she's with Child, and she's just talking all crazy, and Moniz is talking crazy.
Ooh,
security's not moving. I said, maybe they know something that I don't know. And then next thing I know, you know, it's just, I see Moniz fly, I fly behind her, and then they cut to it so fast in the episode, but Moniz actually ran out the building to catch Princess in her ride to leave.
Wow.
So that whole scene was crazy. But she did say in 2 months, when you drop that baby, we can have this conversation. The baby's here. So I don't know what's gonna happen.
And had Moniz snatched Princess before and smashed her on the table?
That was a girl named Amanda, Fizz's ex girlfriend from the first season.
That was a different girl.
No, Princess has never been snatched by Moniz yet.
Look,
Moniz she moves quick.
Moniz moves quick as well, but I feel like Princess got hands. Moniz got hands. That's like a fight that I need to promote and get a coin off.
I mean, that was a lot, but kudos to you. You was grabbing chairs, trying to keep
security.
People from going.
Mona, I need another check, girl.
Yeah, the braids flowing and grabbing chairs.
I had to put my braids up once I saw what was going down in the scene and who was there. I said, oh, we need a headband, mother. Mother needs a headband.
Well, we happy to have you in the house today. We're going to talk about Love & Hip Hop. You got a new talk show we're going to talk about.
Yes.
First, we're going to get into some topics, and then we're going to go to that interview.
Okay, cool.
All right. We're going to jump right in, and as we always do at the top of the show, we celebrating, y'all.
What are we celebrating? I took a sip.
We are celebrating the historic moment that is happening this week with the Vogue magazines in the United States, as well as in the UK. Miss Rihanna is gracing the cover of Vogue UK. It's a September issue. For those of y'all that don't read fashion magazines and don't really care, September issue is like everything.
So that's the main issue.
Why is that one so important?
Because
it's the fall fashion week.
And it's like the issue is like 18 times thicker than every other issue.
It's the
big one that comes out every year. And I'm super excited. I'm like waiting for mine in the mail right now.
Oh, you actually subscribe to Vogue?
I do. I still subscribe.
I still
like to touch my magazines. Like,
I haven't seen a magazine come to my house since Jet. They stopped printing Jet.
You said Jet. So you ain't got a magazine since like 1986 then. That's what you're trying to tell us.
On the way to college, my dad gave me a whole box of old Jet magazines. I'm like, take that with you.
I think every black parent did that. Mine gave me that too. That's funny. I got a subscription, actually.
See?
Well, y'all, we done graduated because we ain't just a Jet Beauty of the Week no more. We are on covers, okay? So Rihanna is the first black woman to ever appear on the cover of the September issue of Vogue in the UK.
In the UK.
And then Beyonce. News came out that we are going to get to see Beyonce on the cover of Vogue in the United States. She's been on the cover before, but not for the September issue.
Mm-hmm.
And she has broken all kind of barriers because apparently Anna Wintour decided, you know what, girl? I'm okay. You so great. You just going to do whatever you want to do. Anna Wintour ain't never did that, y'all. So Beyonce got to hire her own team and everything and put together this entire shoot. She's not doing an interview for the magazine, which normally happens when it's a celebrity on the cover.
Yeah, because that's like standard for
That's pretty standard, but she's not doing
pictures is enough as Beyonce.
Yes.
That's true.
And she's doing her own long-form captions for all of the pictures.
Oh, that's
so we're
dope.
Still going to get something interesting.
Long-form captions.
Beyonce is good for a poem.
Yeah, and her personal moment. She gave it her personal moment.
Yeah, she gives it her little poem, but like the lemonade moment. She had poems
for
the whole day.
I ain't mad at her for that.
I'm just looking for the pictures, but were also excited because she hired a 23-year-old by the name of Tyler Mitchell, and he is a very young black photographer. He is going to be the first black photographer to shoot the cover of Vogue.
Look at Beyonce making black history for black folks.
Making black history for black folks, y'all. So,
and she killed on the run tour, too.
She's still touring.
Still touring. And, just started killing
we
it.
We got to see them babies like last week. Was it last week? She put the babies on the lap. So.
We finally saw the kids. I forgot she had twins for a second.
Then we were like, wait, oh, snap.
One of I didn't really get a good look at Sir, but I saw Rumi, and she looks exactly like Beyonce in blue.
She does. Yeah.
She really does.
She does. So they're adorable. Wonderful things are happening. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. Can't wait to see the cover. Some of you can already see a lot of the shots from Rihanna's cover. Mm-hmm. Those are circulating online. I'm a admonish everybody just because she got them skinny eyebrows from like 1994.
Don't y'all shave don't y'all eyebrows that, off y'all. Like that.
This is a fashion editorial.
Look like two check marks.
You said two check marks.
Don't y'all do that.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah, but that's real old school 80s fashion too, though. You know what I mean? Like the supermodels used to rock those back in the day. Like 80s, 90s, like those paper thin eyebrows.
I mean, it's a look. It's just a look that maybe we don't. I think we should submit and continue with the fullness of the brows that we are doing right now.
Well, the way these girls lace fronts and baby hairs is laced up, y'all make sure y'all keep all y'all eyebrows.
He said baby hairs.
I don't want to see this much baby hair about this and much eyebrow.
Right. He said baby
hair. You ain't got no eyebrows.
Slick some down, down here.
I don't like when they're too thick, though. You know what I mean? Like when they're like.
Sometimes
like
now they're making them into like blocks because they're trying too hard. But you know, you find that in between moment, you know. Right. But
and black women, stop gelling down your bangs. That's not baby hair.
Oh,
I've seen so much hair gel down.
Gelling down the bangs.
Trying to just because it's there in the front don't mean it need to be gelled down.
Anybody did that since they was trying to do the swoop in 96.
Right, right. Like, that was the Aaliyah hairstyle. Right, the swoop swoop. Right.
You can't take a toothbrush and wave that swoop down. That's a whole brush moment.
Wow.
Stop gelling down y'all bangs.
Oh, whoever is doing that, please stop. Make sure y'all pick up both of the magazines. Mm-hmm. If you can support, make money for the company because it makes them realize, black folks do make money.
In the UK and the States. Absolutely. That's amazing.
Yeah, so that's beautiful. Can't wait. I'm so excited for mine. All right. Moving on. So we had to talk about some kind of politicalness this week because, you know, it's this week and we try to keep y'all informed and be trying to say stuff.
What's Trump lying about now, child?
Well, see, I decided instead of talking about what he lying about because there's a whole bunch of mess going on in the Trump administration. And this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to just list off the bullshit that went down this week. First, we got Manafort on trial. He buying ostrich feather jackets and vests for
$9,000.
Yes, honey. Feather jackets for $9,000 and $10,000 with y'all money because he done embezzled some money from somewhere and that's a whole mess.
Yep.
So the White House talking about they about to roll back the fuel economy changes that Obama made. Basically what they saying is they gonna make it cheaper for the oil companies to give us fuel. So technically the fuel will probably be cheaper for us, but it's also gonna kill us even more because up until now, if you lived in California, California was allowed to make its own laws in terms of fuel emissions and what their rules, because California rules were always higher than other places
in
the country.
We the only ones with smog.
Exactly, because we had nasty-ass smog. So now we all gonna choke and die probably because they rolling that back, talking about we don't need all this, we don't need all this environmental stuff, like that don't make no sense.
Yes we do. Well, I can't even see the mountains somewhere, there's so much smog.
You know,
smog.
It's disgusting.
It ain't a weed cloud neither.
But they don't care, they keep rolling back. We done heard that some child got injured or is in very bad shape in the facilities where they were keeping the kids. We don't know really what happened. They still ain't united all them kids with their parents, even though the deadline was like 3 weeks ago. That's also a mess. And then Trump was yelling at Korea about something else, and Korea is not actually doing what they said they was going to do. Big surprise there in terms of getting rid of their nuclear weapons. So everything has kind of just been rolling not anywhere like normal in the White House.
But I still need him to leave Korea alone.
Right, because if they shoot a missile, they come to us first.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
They come to here first.
Right. California.
Hit us first.
For real.
Well, that's what he's doing, and Korea's probably going to shoot a missile at some point, and they're going to probably blow each other up. Like, I don't know. It's a mess. But in all of the mess, we still have the midterm elections coming in less than 100
days. Y'all better vote Democrat for everything.
And you can do that, or you can look up the people running in your areas and decide what you're going to do.
If you vote Republican, I'm unfollowing you and blocking you.
You are not my friend.
We are not friends no more.
But if you believe in Barack Obama and what his sort of ideas are and what he supports, he released his endorsements. His first round of endorsements came out. He just shot them out over Twitter. He didn't do a big press conference or anything. Mm-hmm. And on Twitter, he put a little note along with it, and he said that he called the candidates that he endorsed as diverse, patriotic, and big-hearted as the America that they're running to represent. And he has a full listing of a bunch of people that he's supporting. One is the woman who's running for the first African-American woman to be a governor. Y'all, it's 2018. We ain't never had no black female governor. How is that the case?
Really?
Yes.
Technically, unofficially, Maxine Waters is the governor in my head.
Right.
For Los Angeles.
I feel you on that.
She comes back.
I mean, she probably tells us how we got.
In our hearts. Yes. But that's Stacey Abrams. She's running in Georgia. He listed off a few other ones. Richard Cordray, who was the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau under the Obama administration. He's running for governor in Ohio. Mm-hmm. And he just goes down the list for a few different areas. He even goes into, like, some smaller jobs that most people aren't really thinking about, like the Department of Agriculture in Ohio and things like that. So lower profile offices that people that he supported. The majority of the people that he supported were ethnic.
Ain't nothing wrong with having black folks in the White House.
Ethnic and women.
He wouldn't been in there already.
He specifically wanted to, you know, find some candidates that he felt good about that were mostly women and ethnic people. So look at his list. If your state's on there, maybe that's somebody you should consider looking into and decide to vote about. But check it out. He's got it listed on Twitter. You can just go on Barack's Twitter and click on it and figure it out. That's a little piece of easy research for y'all to do before you vote in the midterm.
Barack I just Obama love that he's still making me. Change. What?
He follows me on Twitter.
I'm jealous. You saw I just cut off my statement on
oh,
that.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, Barack follows me on Twitter. I feel so
Let
special.
Me find out he watched Love & Hip Hop.
No, he was following me pre-Love & Hip Hop. I had a career before I got there.
Oh, okay. So that's like,
No, anybody
get confused,
else.
Y'all. Don't
yeah,
get
he
confused.
Was following me prior to that. Because, you know, I lived in D.C.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I did a lot of LGBT advocate work and stuff in the community with HBCUs and whatnot in D.C. Actually got invited to the White House one time by Barack and Michelle.
Did you could have gone to that the exit party that I heard. Every black person was there.
Went except for us.
I actually got to go to his second inauguration. I actually went with Kenya Moore.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we had a great time.
I actually remember that because I was covering Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. Kenya and I went to the inauguration together. It was a lot of fun that night. We were there.
You know, he's still making change and he ain't even in the office. You know, that's what I love about him. Y'all see him and Michelle at the Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Oh, they was jamming.
And they've been there twice because they went.
That was
the
fun uncle dance, too.
That was a fun uncle dance.
That's a fun uncle dance.
That's a cool ass uncle dance.
Yeah. They're doing the dance.
His daughter, what's the youngest daughter's name? Sasha?
Sasha, yeah.
She looks so beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
She's a cutie.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
They show the other one. What's the other one's name?
Malia.
She don't need no more pictures.
She always be making out with her boyfriends and all the pictures.
Or she's smoking weed.
Or she's smoking weed.
No more pictures. She's 19. She's 19.
She's in Harvard.
She's in Harvard. Her dad is Barack. Her mom is Shampoo. I'm pretty sure she has a 4.0 GPA.
I'm sure.
No, probably.
She might need a blunt to relax her
nerves. And don't get it twisted. Michelle will check her ass if she go too far. You know what I'm saying? Michelle will soup that up real quick.
Exactly.
Weed is organic and it's growing and it grows from the ground and it's legal in a lot of states now.
Absolutely.
Yes, it is.
Get your vape on, Malia. Get your vape.
That, girl.
Do your thing.
So there y'all go. Y'all ain't got no excuses not to be voting or being confused about who to vote for. If you can't decide on your own, just look at Barack's and check off all of his.
Bam.
Right.
All right, we're going to move on to our EUR Web Story Spotlight of the Week.
EUR Web Story Spotlight of the Week.
Well, it's hard to follow up Barack with this subject, but Russell Simmons, who has been in the news a lot lately because of all the sexual assault allegations.
I don't believe it.
There's over 12 dozen, or they said over a dozen allegations right now that have surfaced. He has just put his home up in West Hollywood up for sale for $8.25 million. He's calling it quits on his yoga studio as well, and apparently they said he's been spending a lot of time in Bali and overseas, kind of getting out of here to get away from all of the attention that he's been getting because, unfortunately, women are still surfacing with, you know, these allegations. So, you know, he also stepped down earlier a couple months ago from the All Deaf Digital platform. And
yes, he did.
Wow.
He's letting his executives, divested from everything.
Yeah, he digested from I'm hungry.
I thought that was good so those people can still work and have a living.
I agree.
You know,
there's something big that's happened. They just got a deal with CAA.
CAA doing something.
Doing something,
yeah,
the agency. Yeah. And so it's big for them. And I'm glad he did that. But he has stepped down from a lot of his things and he's kind of trying to take the attention away from himself. What do you guys think about him just moving out?
I think the devil is busy. The devil is busy with Russell Simmons.
In what way?
I mean, all these accusations and things coming up. I don't believe it. I just honestly don't believe it. Now, we've always known he liked to date younger women. You can look at his ex-wife, Kimora.
Well, Kimora, she was a teenager when he first allegedly eyed her.
Exactly. But, I mean, they did get married. They had children. They had great businesses together. But I'm not saying this just because I'm friends with Vanessa and Angela. I'm just saying that this man has employed so many people in the black community and made a platform for so many people in previous generation and the current with All Deaf Digital. Even the comedians he's helped break in this in our community.
So many.
I just feel like we should accurately examine them all and make sure this is not another smear campaign. Because, granted, Bill Cosby has been found guilty. All 100 of them women was not true.
Right.
A handful of them were, but the other 80 wasn't.
Right.
That's so I would rather just have concrete proof before we write Russell Simmons off, because he's such a pivotal character in the hip-hop community.
Well, let me ask you this, though. Would it make a difference to you if it's one or if it's 12?
I need to know what it is. Was he sleeping with women? Was he drugging them? Was they just not mad because he didn't get casted in a video for LL Cool J? Like, we need to know what he did wrong, because we don't know what he did wrong.
Right.
Because obviously, I feel like if he really did something wrong, they had concrete evidence, Def Jam would have been snatched. Everything would have been snatched. He's willingly leaving just so these people can still have a job.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true. Yeah. Well, he's
what you think?
Yeah, I think it's real interesting that he is in Bali that don't have an extradition treaty to the United States, number one. Number two, for y'all that don't know what that means that if he were brought on charges and he was in Bali, he could stay there and never come back.
That's that Northwestern education breakdown right there.
Second, I have to fall in the lane of where there's smoke, there's usually fire. The same way that everybody was like, oh, there's no way Bill Cosby did any. Bill Cosby straight admitted in a civil case that he was drugging chicks before he was ever convicted of anything. Like,
and
that was
document sealed,
eight years ago. Like, 8 years ago when he did that deposition, and nobody, and people were still like, oh, but he didn't know. And these girls.
You don't want to believe it because it's he.
Of
you know,
course, you don't want Cosby, to believe it, you know? But. To think that this many people have come forward and not even one of them is true, I don't think it's fair. I think it goes completely against everything that we're trying to move in the direction of. I think even if it's only one out of 50 that come forward that was accurate, he deserves to be held accountable for
that. Absolutely, for sure.
And I do think it's great that he divested from everything. And I obviously, in terms of the companies and stuff like that, I don't want to see people lose their jobs. We know people that worked
that are working at All Duff Digital now.
So they deserve to continue to work and do their thing. So I think that was smart on his part and all of that. But this whole like theory and idea that, oh, he was so great, he did so much for us, and da 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 da, but you still effing up, you have to be held accountable for that. And that's only fair and it's only right. And we don't ever get to change or be better if we keep saying that, well, he was so great and therefore we need to look past that.
Right.
Yes, he's great now and maybe he wouldn't be doing that as the person that he is now, but if he did do that as the person that he was then and was never held accountable, then we should be able to be like, yo, right. Spotlight's on you,
and
bro.
I'm just wondering what that conversation would be like for him with his daughters.
I know.
Because, and even with his famous, you know, with his nieces. I mean, most of the women, the people in his lives are women that are in positions of public opinion,
power,
you know?
Yeah, and power.
So I'm just curious to see what that conversation would be. And, you know, I'm just pretty sure, like, a lot of times I'm pretty sure they wish they wouldn't have to deal with this in the spotlight.
Sure. For sure.
But, I mean, it's just, again, like, I don't know how I'd react if my dad had to come to me and tell me he raped women. You know, it's just weird. Like, you know, oh, my God.
It'd be tough. Yeah.
You know?
And then, has Kimora made any statements?
The only statement she made was something to the effect of, I know him to be this person. Okay. Yeah. Something like that. But that was like
Keisha
Knight's
bullying did with Bill Cosby. I only know him as this, and that's all I can do.
Okay, I respect that.
Which is, you know, it is what it is. But, sorry,
I mean, I hope it's not true, but I mean, they're doing a full investigation, so the truth will come out.
Yeah.
So
now, when the truth come out, I mean, I can't do nothing at that point but be like, okay, well, you know.
And I mean, if it's not true, then, you know, like, there's been many cases, that, or not many, but several cases that have come out where they found out that it wasn't true. Like Chris Hardwick from The Walking Dead AMC's show, they found out that he did not actually do any sexual misconduct that was alleged for him. So
that was one woman, though, like an ex or something, was like accusing him of something.
But let's be very clear here. Can we put this same energy to figuring out if R. Kelly really did pee and rape all these women or not?
We need to know.
It was not his brother.
Nobody worried about R. Kelly.
It was not his brother, like he said.
R. Kelly has been a mess. He wrote a whole song about it. Even if he's still trying to pretend like he ain't fully, he said, I don't know what a child is or whatever in that song. I didn't actually listen to the song, but I read
the
lyrics.
We need to get those women to confirm if that is true or not. Forget Russell Simmons. We need to deal with R. Kelly.
R. Kelly done confirmed, honey. He admitted it. He said he didn't understand. Y'all saw that video. Quit playing. I knew he was a freak when he was on Aaliyah's first album. He married That's proof enough.
That
she was 15 years old.
Yeah, she was 15.
And wrote the song. Did you know he wrote and produced that whole album?
Ain't nothing but a number. Thank you.
Throwing down ain't nothing but a thing.
Throwing down with a 15-year-old is pedophilia. You are fired.
Well, back in 95 when I bought the album, my sister Samantha and I were listening to it. It was a great album. Shout out to Aaliyah. I love Aaliyah.
I miss Aaliyah. I mean, Rock the Boat is still a classic, but that's a whole different subject. didn't his ex-wife make a statement recently too?
Yeah, she said she was tired of it. He peed on her
a lot. She's been saying a lot. Yeah, she's done two interviews. Like, she responded to his "I Admit It" song because she wrote her own poem about admitting it.
Too little, too late, Miss Andrea. Yeah. Let me tell you why. She should have said all that on Hollywood Access.
Well, you know,
that's why she was on the show. We wanted to know the tea then.
Yeah, but there's probably. I bet you he has some kind of legal something.
She was still trying to get her child.
He's gagged enough people.
Yeah. and unfortunately, it was underage. But
and it's almost like, I love that "Believe I Can Fly." I don't even want to play that song.
Every time
that was a high school graduation song.
Every time "Bump and Grind" like slightly come on, I was at some oldies night on somewhere on Hollywood Boulevard, and they started playing.
People
"Bump
take
and
a
grind.
Bathroom break while R. Kelly
and
music come on.
Like,
now.
Yeah, I can't even do
let
it.
Let me
no
just
more.
Go get a drink right quick. Let me fill my drink back up.
You feel guilty.
It's almost like when Mary comes on in the club with "God and Me," and you're like, "Ooh, can't dance to that." Yeah.
I mean, every time I hear "I Wish," though. Because "I Wish" is like about his mom and, you know, life changing.
He loved his mom, though. We knew that.
Who died. So I'm always like, R. Kelly's got it in him. He's just, he, you know, got inner turmoil, but a lot of turmoil.
Inner turmoil.
Or he's just a manhole that got whatever he wanted early on and just kept doing it because he was famous and people enabled it. They were like, "Oh, you famous? Okay, whatever. Do what
I mean,
want.
I don't know if I could ever pee on somebody because I feel bad about peeing in bushes. So I know I can't pee on somebody.
You said I can't pee on somebody.
I was raised a little differently.
We're not judging. If you want to pee on somebody, that's fine. Just make sure they are grown up.
No judgment.
Okay?
Listen, don't pee on the kids. Right,
because some of those videos, they enjoy being peed on. I hate to say it.
Let me tell you something. A vegan man cannot pee on me because that vegan food is already strong. When you eat healthy, like asparagus, that pee is strong.
That is true. That's true.
I don't know.
And that's a gene. You know, not everybody has that gene. Right? Not everybody has that gene for, no, when you eat asparagus.
Oh.
Yeah, not everybody has ever. That not turns
everybody
into
has, everybody has that's not vegan that I know, they well, pass gas and it smells horrible.
Okay.
I know their pee smells bad.
I love that you really analyze
you have to
this,
say,
Courtney.
Because I hadn't thought about it. I eat asparagus all the time, but it's not like.
Does your pee smell good?
No, I mean, it smells good. It smells like. Barely smells like pee.
No, there's some strong pee and there's some regular pee.
Then you don't have the gene.
I stay hydrated. Maybe
it doesn't matter.
Because they could be dehydrated and eating asparagus, and that's a whole mess.
All right, we're going to move on. Let's move on to our last subject.
This is a really gross conversation.
I know.
Sorry to our audience. All right. Blame R. Kelly.
We're going to talk about something positive as far as the topic on the way out. I'll say LeBron James. We know he moved to the Lakers.
James. I might actually go to a basketball game, y'all.
I think I'm going
to
go, too, and watch.
Me, too. I'm excited.
I want to know how expensive they're going to be. But
I'm excited now because it is.
He's left something special in his hometown of Akron. He left a $8 million public school for at-risk students. The students get free bikes, meals, and college tuition. I mean, he can afford it because he's estimated to be worth $400 million.
Wow.
The school was formed in a collaboration between James and his foundation and Akron Public Schools. There's going to be 240 third and fourth graders that make up the inaugural class.
Now, why third and fourth only?
That's just they just said that's the first to start it out.
Okay.
And then the school's called I Promise School. This is what James had to say. He said his mission is to help kids overcome what he faced as a low-income student in college school opening the greatest moment of his life.
Wow.
So,
that's awesome.
Shout out to LeBron.
So it's called the I Promise School.
I Promise School. In Akron, Ohio.
All them kids get to go to school for free. And they're doing training for
doing
the parents.
Training.
Like, you can get your GED and come for career training there for the parents. And
I probably get bikes.
They get bikes, helmets, and they have a pantry for food for families to come get food.
Yeah,
and
that is
like,
really
that's
nice.
Big. That's big.
Now, shout out to LeBron James.
Shout out.
What y'all think? Because they've been yelling at him. Everybody's been arguing on the social medias of him versus MJ now and how Michael Jordan is trash. And
how is Michael Jordan trash? He's a part of every black kid's childhood.
Right.
Who didn't have a pair of Jordans?
Well, they're saying how we've made Michael Jordan quite rich because of the Jordans as a community.
Right.
However, he's literally done nothing, according to most, for the community other than invest in prisons, which all of y'all are in.
No. Y'all are not going to talk about our black legends, okay? We are not here to stand on Michael Jordan.
What y'all come from Michael, though?
I ain't seen his tax return, so maybe he done donated to some charities that help the people, but most folks say Michael Jordan really ain't never gave
Michael
back
Jordan
to
might
the
be one of those celebrities who gives silently and not necessarily publicly. We don't know.
We don't know.
You're right. It's that loving hip-hop demon in me.
Right. You said the loving hip-hop demon. That's a great safe way to loving hip-hop, Mr. Ray. So this season, since you talk about that, this season is crazy.
And we're two episodes in, and I am thoroughly entertained. Mm.
I mean,
I laughed.
I
laughed both episodes. Kate Michelle is a fucking fool.
Yes.
You said you have some scenes coming up with her, right?
Yeah, I can't talk about that, though.
Oh, you can't talk about that.
But Kate and I do know each other in real life. And we have some things that she's been so supportive of me, of my business, social status, and just giving me advice about being an entrepreneur and just being out here living your best life and representing your brand the best way possible. Mm-hmm. And I'm just so glad that I got a real friendship out of this season. On top of, you know, having Moniece, and there's a new character on there you guys will meet named Jay Will on there. He is a rapper, and he's an awesome guy. You guys are going to get to know him and fall in love with him and see us in our glorious moments. But no, this season has been a feel-good season for me. Redemption, almost.
I mean, you seem real. Yeah, you seem very happy.
Last year was crap, bitch. Last year, let me...
You sipping...
Last year, every time I had to film, it was like, oh my God, what's going to happen today, Lord? Like, I was sitting there with my pearls in my hand. I was like, what's going to happen? So, you know, now that I'm back, it's my second season. You know, I'm not a newbie anymore. You pretty much go into this show knowing what to expect and whatnot. Like I said, there's loops and turns everywhere because, you know, it's a reality show. And, you know, my reality is not the same as yours. Right, so what I think is proper, you might not think it is, and vice versa. And that's where conflict comes in naturally. So, but no, this season has been amazing. All this tea with Lyrica? And because we don't film together, so we don't see each other all the time. So I'm at home watching, like, that's what that tweet meant.
So you think they really might have had something going on?
I don't know what happened. I mean, we all seen Safari's dick. I mean, that's not a secret. I mean, who ain't seen it?
It was online.
It's very Googleable.
Very Googleable.
It had its own hashtag. I even think the page follows me. He even has his own Twitter page for that thing.
Yes, he did.
Very mean. Nikki, you missing out, girl. Well, no, she ain't missing.
No, she had it for the years.
And Nikki probably watched Love & Hip Hop like Lyrica Girl. Listen.
Be careful. You about to get caught up.
I'm cheering for Lyrica and A1, though, because you never want to see a black couple, a married couple divorce or separate and go through the drama that they're going through right now. But, again, this is Love & Hip Hop, honey. Ain't no secrets out here.
But I got one more, though. Whose side do you fall on with? Ray J, his mama, Miss Norwood, and Princess.
Versus Princess by herself. I get Brandy's point. They are a celebrity family. They do have a pedigree. They do have a name in this business. Mm-hmm. And everything does not need to be hashed out and said on social media.
Right.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Now, granted, Princess had a good point. Brandy does clap back online.
Yes,
you know,
we see
Brandy,
her clap back real
Brandy
quick.
Will get your answer 2 o'clock in the morning. Okay.
Real quick.
You know, and we've even seen her and Moniece go back and forth on social media.
Have.
So, but again, this is Brandy. And then I guess I don't want to say you can't compare Brandy and Princess because they're both on platforms with national followings. Yeah. But I do believe that table talk should be table talk and family business should stay at home. But again, we're on Love & Hip Hop.
I was going to say, you're on reality
show, though.
We're
contracted to share our lives. So this does come out, and this is something that happens. You get with people or you get in relationships with people who might not have the same following or brand or mindset as you, and what they think they feel it's venting, you look at it as character assassination.
Yeah.
So I see Miss Sonya's part and I see Princess's part. Hopefully Brandy just keeps her cool because, you know, Brandy's face was saying something totally different in that scene.
Right,
yes.
Right.
She was just like, Lord, let me pray.
I'm not going to act crazy.
Let me be Moesha in this scene.
Let me be Moesha. Right. Who's the biggest troublemaker on the show?
Right now?
Yeah, this season.
Nobody I have filmed with. I've heard about other people.
Okay.
I feel like Safari is a troublemaker. He ain't even on the show with us like that. He done came back New York, getting all this mess started. He got A1 leaping over tables, running around Hondas.
I know.
Lord. Like, A1 is so cool. I've never seen him this aggressive.
Yeah,
you're threatening his livelihood, his marriage, and that's his wife. Nobody ever wants to hear about their significant other texting, talking, sending pictures, DMing. You don't hear about that with nobody.
Right.
So, I understand his reactions full-heartedly. Like, I get it.
Well, you've become a very popular character on the show. In fact, you're so popular you got your own new talk show.
Yes, I did. Shout out to WeTV.
WeTV. Oh. It's called 100 and Real with Mr. Ray. We're going to take a little snippet look at this right now.
Honey, I got Brianna Latrice on my couch. We've slept on many couches together.
I know, right?
We've been put out of bars together. We've almost been arrested together.
Oh, my God. I totally forgot. Yo.
Grammy weekend.
Oh my God, that
we
was
were
amazing.
Going to the Marriott party.
You're a real one. You're a real one.
You kept me from getting arrested. We kept each other from
all
going
I know
to jail.
Is we didn't go to jail.
We did.
Wait,
we
remember how we had a test? 7-Eleven.
Had a fake asthma attack, and the cop was like, "Oh my God, call 911." I'm like, "This is so cool because I've known you for years."
Yes.
And now world, I have to share you with the world.
Right.
So you are on WeTV's Growing Up Hip Hop, mm-hmm. and you have been setting these girls on fire on Growing Up Hip Hop. No.
Can we just talk about the white elephant in the room?
Who, your little snotty friend? This nudie bitch. The fake bitch.
The crazy thing is, do you remember when you asked me to do it and my drunk ass was like, "Oh yeah, I got you." And then I woke up the next day and was like, "Oh no, I don't want to do this."
So that's a little,
so I went
little,
into
little,
the
little,
office.
Little, little, little example of what you have in store, what's going to be happening on the talk shows.
All right.
And it's YouTube.
It's on WeTV's YouTube channel. Yeah. It's their first ever digital talk show.
Yeah, that's huge. Amazing.
I'm excited. That's been my dream forever. Not to be a reality star or anything like that, was to always have my own talk show. Like, I grew up watching Ricky Lake and Montel Williams and Sally Jesse Raphael. I watched TV because I grew up with my grandmother.
Yeah.
So not with my grandmother, but I was always at her house in the summer. So.
And listen, those were the black talk shows. Everybody black watched the talk shows.
I remember my parents didn't want me to watch Ricky Lake in high school, in school, because they're like, "Oh, that's too much." But I just remember talk shows and just being able to talk to people and give your opinion. And, you know, I've been with WeTV for 5 years now. I host Reality Rap and the Network's award show for them. So when I got the opportunity to finally get my own talk show, I was like, "Oh my God,
yay."
Yes. And I got the guests that I wanted to get the first go around. Shout out to Hollywood Productions for shooting it.
Yes.
And WeTV for believing in me. Like, I'm a black gay man on WeTV with my own talk show. Like, that's great.
Yeah, I mean, they've really stepped up their programming too.
Yes, they have.
Yeah. People of color.
Love Growing Up Hip Hop. And even with Mama June show. I watch Mama June.
Mama June, yep.
Love it. Marriage Boot Camp, all the shows. But
can you tell us where the Braxton Sisters at? And
yeah, what's up
come
with that?
Back, and
the Braxtons are coming back. They premiere in August, actually. They're coming back.
There's a whole bunch of drama up on that set, too.
Yes, because it was like they didn't show up.
There was some drama there. But I mean, with anybody, as any professional in the industry will tell you, you got to have your lawyers handle all your paperwork and all your business. You can't start working and, you know, don't have your paperwork, I guess.
Right.
Because I read the article, like y'all read the article. It said they wanted more money.
They want more money.
But I'm assuming that's an issue with the lawyers of both parties.
Right.
From the network and from the young ladies to handle. We don't know exactly why they stopped filming, but that was what I read on TMZ as well.
Yeah,
so
we'll
find out when the show premieres, because the trailer is actually out, the teaser, and it's showing the set where they were supposed to show up and no one was there but Tracy.
Yes.
Yeah.
So anxious to see that as well.
And then how did the talk show kind of come to be? Did you go to WeTV? Did they come to you?
I've been doing a show for them called Reality Rap for the last 5 years. We're in our fifth year doing that, covering all the shows weekly.
Love it.
And we've been trying to, and I've had this talk show idea for like 2 years. And I was like, I want to do it. And we've shot several pilots for it. And just some of the people that I was working with or people that were there previously were not seeing my full vision. And I was like, no, let me sit down with the next time this comes up again, let me sit down with the company, tell them what my vision is, what I want to do. I said, I want this to be really quick. I want it online. I want it to be my friends or people that I admire or respect or people that know me, having fun, having a cocktail, playing games, and just, you know, just something positive and upbeat, because everything on TV is just so messy.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
I said, I want to have some fun mess now. Like, some
Jupiter
questions.
Like
fun, you know?
Fun mess.
Fun mess. Like, this is a happy hour chit chat.
Yeah.
So, shout out to Brianna Latrice, Milan Christopher, Don Benjamin, Lala and Quay came by,
the
Butterfly. Everybody came. So, that was available to come. There were some other people who weren't available at the last minute, but we'll get y'all next season.
And so you think that's what makes your talk show different from others?
I'm fun. My personality comes through on that. Like,
it does. And your braids.
These braids was a topic. I don't understand why people had such a big deal about it.
They're fun.
I like them. They're cute.
Mm-hmm. You get the little fade on the side too.
Yeah, a little fade on the side. It's not like I got a wig cap on with my lace peeling up in the front.
You stupid.
Because it's like 118 degrees in LA.
If it had been a lace with braids.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years? What do you want to be
doing? In 5 years, I will be on a talk show as well, but this will be on air, and I'll have billboards everywhere. And I think I'm going to try to transition social status from just a PR company into an overall media conglomerate.
I like that. Get your Oprah on.
I want Whitney Williams on. I want to be like a gay media mogul.
That's dope.
I am gay, and I represent a community whether I want to or not.
Right.
And I get so many messages and DMs from young men straight and gay, who just want advice and just want to know how to make it legitimately.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I love saying legitimately. They're not trying to get on to sneak and be with you to use you and all that. They want to know the proper steps to take to network and how to meet people and what to say and what to look for and what to invest in so they can get to where, you know, I don't even consider myself anywhere up high, but I know that I've been working for 12 years and I'm still here without a scandal thing.
So one piece of strong advice for those people right now.
Networkers, I would say networking is big, but I want to say marketing yourself, marketing your talent. So if you're going to a happy hour or to some type of industry event that's all directors, talk to them about something they're interested in.
Yeah.
Going in there and talking to them about Chinese poker is not interesting to them. They're directors.
Yeah.
Going in there and talk about film and their cinematography, or just talk about talk about things that are like the company you're in.
I just got a reality TV idea for you. Remember the show, the Tool Show on VH1? They were teaching guys how to do certain things. It's like Mr. Ray's Media School on WeTV, and you bring all these people in and you teach them how to be moguls.
That would be fun. Making a mogul. Like
making a mogul, mm-hmm. Mr. Making Ray. All right, where can fans find you on social media?
Everything and with the blue check that says Mr. Ray. MISSTERRAY.
Blue check. That. Blue check.
Certified, blue check. Y'all.
And they can catch the talk show on YouTube.
WeTV's YouTube channel, and Love and Hip Hop. Every Monday, 8 o'clock on VH1.
All right, well, we happy to see you here. Courtney, where can fans find you?
I'm all over the social medias at Stuart Starlet.
You can find me at Dario Kristen on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and Mr. Ray. I said Mr. Ray. Yeah, what is Mr. Ray? I mean,
Mr. Ray.
I was about to say, like, give your last name with it. So I don't know why.
I don't need my whole
resume. I was about to give your whole resume.
TMZ already put it out there last year. Lord.
We always happy to see you come back anytime.
Thank you.
Let us know how the talk show's going.
Yes.
Check him out because he's doing big things.
Thank you.
Peace.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
I wasn't about to give your whole name.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.